Hello, Candace Lamb.
I don't have my headphones on.
Well, hello.
Hello there.
How are you today?
Great. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
It's been about a month, I think we decided.
Jesus.
It doesn't feel like Do you feel like it has been?
Yeah.
I feel like it's...
Yeah, but you've been here slaving away while I've been holidaying.
Woo!
I'm like, I come back from a holiday tan. How's everyone going? How's things?
My eyes are bleeding.
Yeah. You took on everything, all of my role while I was gone. Yeah, you did great. Well done. I didn't really. I don't really do that much now anyway.
So. Different to my normal.
No. You're still slaving away. I'm still on holiday mode. Perfect.
Every time you go away, something new happens though.
Yes.
Every time.
Well, I think I was driving there and the power went out.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot about, that was a long time ago. Yeah, I forgot about that.
It's driving to Yeppoon and...
I think I've told some of the classes this story. Hannah and I were training early that day and she really wanted to listen to Adele because we both went through a phase where we were obsessed with her. So I was like, cool, let's do that. And that playlist must have like downloaded on the iPad at the same time. And then later that day, I had a second little session to do with just lifting. And as soon as I started, the power went out. And I was like, shit. My phone was going dead. I was like, shit, can't even plug that in. So all I could do was listen to the iPad without the speaker. And all that was on it was Adele. But there was only three songs. So that 45 minutes of lifting was just the same three songs over and over again.
Pretty sure I would prefer no music. I'm relatively certain I would have chosen.
And Rick was across the way and we just kept looking at each other and be like, yeah, good.
Yeah, because I'm like, when I'm not here, I obviously think everyone just turns into mush, like their brain. So I'm like, make sure you check if the other people around you. You're like, yeah, like Rick's.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Captain Obvious. Rick's power is also off. I was like, yeah, cool. She's already checked that. Great. Because, the power was tripping here, but it's fine now. And now it was actually the power off.
It was actually.
And apparently the weather was very bad while I was away.
It was very bad. It rained the whole time.
That sucks. Yeah, it's just showing like when I leave, it's just sadness.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I didn't even tell you. I said to Hannah on a dog walk. A few days when I got back, I was like, how did you go when I was away? She's like, I had so much fun with Candace. And then I looked at her and she was like, oh no, it's great you're back. I was like, thanks, babe. Like,
we did have a good time.
Yeah. I was like, cool. I was like, what do you mean? Like, was it different? Like, what, like, is there something that I do that makes you guys have less fun? She's like, no. We just, like, she forgot her laptop a couple of days and I also forgot my phone. So we just talked a lot. She was like,
so you can't work today, right? It's like, I can't, Han. We're just going to have to hang out.
So funny. I was like, yeah, cool. Okay, well, I'll make sure I go away more often so you guys can have more fun.
But she did actually have to do a couple of warm-ups, so I don't think she was very happy about that.
Actual warming up. It's a long time coming.
Yes.
What are we talking about today, my friend?
First thing I wanted to ask you.
Yes.
Do you set New Year's resolutions? Like, do you ever do anything?
I would say I don't like the word resolution. Mm. I would say I set like a goal for like a new year. It's like either something that it might be like, oh, I want to study this or I want to like, well, every single year I've had this for a number of years now. I go somewhere I've never been before. Mm-hmm. So that's important for me to achieve. I don't care where, it has to be somewhere that I've never been before. So that's something that I do every single year. But I wouldn't say, I don't know. I feel like the word resolution is something that people don't, I don't even know what resolution means, but I feel like people don't do it.
Yeah.
Like it's set and it's like one of those dirty words, like it never really gets followed through. So I would say I do, like at the end of every year, I'll say to Jordo, like, what's your goals for next year? And he's like, the same as always. Don't die.
It's the same.
Yeah. And then we'll talk about stuff like that.
Yeah.
I'd set goals, I would say.
Mm-hmm. And have you set any for the year apart from the going somewhere new?
Going somewhere new and, this is actually, I wasn't going to tell anyone. I was just going to see if I could do it, which I have achieved it so far. It's not very important in terms of like anything.
Well, now I need to know.
10,000 steps.
Every day.
Every day.
Yeah.
So I've done that. Like I wouldn't say, like especially with nutrition clients, I know that that's something that you look at is their, you know, general movement through the day. I wouldn't say that I reckon 3 to 4 out of 7 days, I would normally hit 10,000.
Yeah.
And I wear my watch all the time.
Yeah. It's pretty hard to actually do.
It is. You have to
consistently
actively go for a walk, or you have to be doing a lot of coaching and moving. And I'm not a movie coacher. Like, you know that I stand relatively still when I coach, look from different angles.
Yeah.
I'll walk there and then stay there for at least 3 minutes. But yeah, I've made, it's just like a challenge for me. Like, I'm not like, you know, I need to do this for my health. It's nothing. It's just literally like, I want to do this and it's like challenging, or it's something like that I have to, you know,
like try hard to do.
Try hard to do.
Change stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
So yeah, so far so good. We're 14 days in.
Oh, still doing it.
Well, yeah.
How many steps have you done so far?
Nearly 4,000. 3,8. So it's not too bad.
3,8 what?
3,843. You beating me.
Yes.
What do you want?
3,870.
Oh, not many. I could go for a run around this room real quick. There was one day this year already I've had to do laps of the hallway of the night time to hit
before
it.
Before you go to bed.
Yeah. But yeah, it's that. And then, yeah, I like to study something every year that I haven't really locked in what yet. But yeah.
Nice.
That's pretty much it. What about you?
I don't really do it.
No.
I don't think. My goal, no, I don't. I'm not very good at setting goals.
You're very similar to Geordie in that respect as well. It's just like, if I want something, I'll just do it.
Yeah.
I don't have to like amp up for it.
No.
Just is what it is. Like, yeah, you don't go through that normal, I would say normal. You guys are obviously unusual. You know, the normal human process of feeling good when setting that goal and you like get all that big endorphin kick.
I definitely get that. Like, I get it when I make a decision about something. So like when I decided I was going to pursue weightlifting a little bit more, like, I definitely got that. I was like, well, calm down. You have not even started yet.
You have not lifted a bar in about 3 months.
I definitely get that, but I don't get it for like, I don't know. Just depends what it is, I suppose. But I don't really set
like a goal for the start of a new year. You never have?
I don't think so.
I would say I've always, I reckon I always have like, but yeah, again, it's not like a resolution.
Yeah. I remember
I feel like that word comes with failure.
High school, someone didn't eat chocolate for a whole year, one of my friends.
I'm going to do shit like that. As I get older, like, I'm into weird shit. Like when we went away and I did 1,000 burpees and I did 5Ks inside. Like, I'm into dumb shit that doesn't actually
mean anything.
It's just like a challenge, something that you have to, it's like a daily thing that you have to struggle with. Like, I like a bit of a struggle.
Yeah.
But yeah, I remember Bergeron didn't eat.
With his candy? Treats? Yeah, some like, kind of like baked goods or something. Was that a whole year?
A whole year.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he ended up going like 2 years or 3 years or something stupid.
Oh, that, imagine that first one after that. It would be like crack.
Well, no, like, and just from my, not that I did it for that long, but I had nearly a solid 3 months of not eating anything, like, you know how I feel about custard.
Mm.
And then Christmas time, I ate it.
You're like, meh.
Yeah. It wasn't even that good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's
bread, when you go back to bread, it would be different.
Nah.
You don't reckon?
I don't know. Mm. I guess then it's not like a part of your life. It's just out of your life. Although, maybe put a croissant in my mouth and we'll change my mind.
It's my Sunday breakfast.
Bitch.
Okay. We're going to talk about CrossFit stuff, obviously.
What?
but... all of the different, there's lots of gear, lots of extra things you can buy when you start CrossFit.
Makes you automatically fitter.
Yeah.
When you have a gym bag full of CrossFit gear.
Full of different shoes.
Tools,
accessories. Tools of the trade. And we wanted to talk a little bit about what we thought about all of the different tools and what we think you should be investing your monies in.
Yes.
Or not.
Love this.
Mm-hmm.
It's very good because I would say this is a question that... like in the almost 8 years of having the gym, this question comes up at least monthly.
Yeah.
Always has. It's like, because someone new will start and then they'll look at someone else who's quite good at CrossFit and they'll go, do I need that?
She's got all these
things. What's this? What do I need? Do I need that one?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
So first one we're going to talk about, because we probably get asked this the most, is shoes.
Mm.
So anyone who's been CrossFitting for a little while will know that there are CrossFit shoes and there are normal everyday shoes. What was your first pair of CrossFit shoes? Can you remember?
Must have been back when the Nanos were a thing, right?
Yeah.
Oh, no. When I first started CrossFit, there wasn't really... There was the
Innovates.
Yes. Yeah. It was the Innovates. I never got them because I was too poor. So I never, when I first started CrossFitting, I didn't have enough money to buy fancy shoes like that. Yeah. Outrageously expensive.
Look at you go now, mate.
It's just snowballs every 6 months. But yes, my first pair would have been the Nanos.
Mm-hmm. And so there's CrossFit shoes. So generally CrossFit shoes are super flat on the bottom. They don't have a lot of, they don't have a big heel drop.
What does that mean when you say heel drop?
So like run, if you look at a pair of CrossFit shoes versus a pair of runners, there's, they're bigger at the back and they kind of like taper down towards the runners the toe. Do. Yeah, yeah. Whereas CrossFit shoes are almost the same across. Yeah.
And why do you, why do they do that? Do you know?
It makes you really stable on the ground. So it's much easier to do stuff like weightlifting or just even things like air squats. It puts you in a better position, a more stable position.
And then why do they have the big fluffy bits in the runners?
Because they're comfy.
Make you bouncy.
A bit bouncier, a bit more like shock absorption. Yeah. So there's a big difference in the shoes. And often when people go from runners to CrossFit shoes, like, oh, these feel good. How long do you think someone should wait before they do that though? Before they swap over?
Ooh. I think when people first start, it honestly really depends on the individual, to be honest. Like if someone's losing balance in a squat and like they're wearing a pair of runners and they're relatively new to CrossFit, I'll make them take their shoes off.
Yeah.
Just squat barefoot so they can actually feel the ground. So I would say like it's not when you first start CrossFit, just showing up is the best thing that you can do, and all the gear and no idea is not a smart move. If you've got, like, so that's if, you know, money's tight or you don't want to spend that much money on whatever. You don't, it's not like you, what I'm saying is you don't need it to achieve what you need to achieve. Yeah,
you'll be fine without them.
Yeah. But if you can drop $200 on a pair of CrossFit shoes, then I think, yeah, do it.
Go for it. Is there anyone that you think shouldn't be worrying about it?
CrossFit shoes? Mm. I think it's... Yeah, like I think the brand newbie is just rocking up.
Mm.
But I think everyone would benefit from it.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
Yeah, no. I think because the heel drop in CrossFit shoes is so small, it puts you at a little bit more risk of calf and foot injuries. So particularly older ladies whose tendons are a little bit more stiff, potentially those shoes are not great.
CrossFit shoes.
Yeah, if they're going to be doing running and skipping and jumping in them.
Yeah.
Not for everyone, but I guess you'd be maybe just at a little bit more risk, be a little bit more careful. But that leads me to my next question. When would you recommend someone wears CrossFit shoes versus not? Like, what do you do?
Well, I will wear my CrossFit shoes for pretty much everything outside of runs that are longer than 400 meters mm-hmm. in one go. So if there's, I don't know, 3 rounds and there's 800 meters in 3 rounds, then I'll probably wear my joggers for that, depending on what the other movements are. But very likely I'd wear my runners.
Yeah, like you'd pick the comfort of running over the stability in a squat or something. Yeah.
Yeah, as long as it's not like a, you know, 90 kilo back squat with it.
Yeah.
Might have a bit of trouble there.
Spongy.
And outside of straight weightlifting, but sometimes I'll still wear my CrossFit shoes because I think it's good to be able to practice lifting.
For sure.
With them as well.
Yeah.
You? Same thing?
Yeah, I'm about this. I actually don't have runners anymore because it's been so long. I have to go buy some.
Have you just been running in
Metcons? Yeah, because I don't have any.
Metcons? You wear Metcons?
Yeah. Nikes. But yeah, I'm about the same, I think. I think anything more than 800, my feet get a bit... Or 400, so my feet get a bit sore.
Yeah. And normally there's not... When we say above 400, it normally goes straight to the 800, I guess. So
yeah. Yeah. It's like a long jump.
Yes.
So yeah, I'd be the same. But maybe if there was, if it's like a real cardio day where it's like skipping and running and rowing and bike, like that kind of stuff, I'd probably tend to wear the normal shoes.
Oh, yeah. Normal shoes?
Yeah.
So if it's like...
Not CrossFit, joggers.
Joggers.
Yeah.
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 I would, same. So if there's like box jumps, burpees, air squats, I'd probably just wear joggers because they'd be more comfortable and they're lighter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love wearing joggers when I do box jumps. You feel much more springy.
So nice.
Mm-hmm.
On the topic of shoes, lifting shoes is another type of footwear that we have.
We have many. So many. Your gym bag's much full.
Do you use them? How often do you use them? Let's start with what are they first.
So, good old lifting shoes. So, they give you a lot more stability.
Mm-hmm.
They're very tight. They feel very small on your foot. And they've got a raised heel. So, it gives you... Your Achilles don't have to stretch as far. Makes you have an extremely beautiful squat.
Yeah.
When you don't have a normal beautiful squat.
When you normally would not. I'm just trying to find exactly what the numbers are, but I can't. The normal shoe's about 4 to 5 mil, I think. Mm-hmm. And then an Ollie lifter would be like double that, I think.
Yeah.
Let me see.
Yeah. I've done a comparison way back in the day. See if any of our members know from way, way back. I did a comparison of me side on in a squat in normal CrossFit shoes versus me side on a squat in Ollie lifters. And yeah, it's just a more upright position.
Yeah.
You can get your knees, everything just feels better.
Yeah.
In saying that, when I wear them, I will wear them if I'm doing just straight lifting. Almost never for a Metcon. I would smush my toes.
Can't do much else.
Definitely wouldn't be able to do a box jump in one of those. But I do like to, like I said a bit earlier, I do like to be able to practice lifts, especially the squat side of lifting, like squat snatches, in normal CrossFit shoes, because I don't ever want to rely on that as a tool.
Yeah.
And there will be moments in either CrossFit competition or just normal workouts where you won't have time to put on lifters. When you have a lifting piece. So I don't think everyone needs lifters.
No.
I don't think everyone should invest in lifters. I think unless you're aiming to be really competitive in CrossFit or like even for the person who would look better in lifters or move better in lifters, it's kind of a bit of a band-aid fix when they potentially could fix the problem without the lifters.
Still rather them work on all the things they need to work on rather than fork out $300 just to not worry about it.
Exactly.
I think that's way more beneficial.
Yeah. And if we're talking their squat looks better, they've got a lot of squatting to do outside of just lifting.
Yeah.
That they can't wear their lifters for a normal workout. So, yeah. And we can easily, if people are working up to it, we can easily slip plates under the heels because that gives it the same effect. And then just either make those plates smaller or, put a target on their butt. We got heaps of options in getting everything moving a bit better.
And when do you think someone should buy lifters? Like if there were members that were thinking about it, when would you say, yeah, go for it? Or no, you don't need to worry about it.
I think maybe after a couple of years of CrossFit and they're still...
Crossfitting. Yeah.
If they're 2 years in and they want to, keep growing and... If they're, like I said, competitive, if they want to get competitive with it. If you want to keep, when I say competitive, it just means any competition. Like if you want to do the open and you want to do good in the open, then that's, that's a competition. I don't think anyone should just go out and buy lifters. Like you can, it's no trouble, but you don't need to.
You don't need them. Yeah, I agree. All right, next one, lifting belts. How often do you use yours?
I would use it a lot more than you use yours, I reckon.
Do you reckon? I don't know.
I use my lifting belt where I think other people wouldn't use their belt.
Yeah.
Mine's heavy overhead.
Yeah.
Squatting. I don't use it that much for deadlifting, whereas that's when you would use your belt more. And you use it for heavy back squats, but even front squats, I'm okay.
And so let's talk about what a lifting belt is or what it's used for. So you'll often see it, obviously in people who are lifting heavy stuff, it helps to create like stiffness through the spine. So when you're lifting a weight that is so heavy that you don't have the muscle strength to create that stiffness yourself, it's like an artificial support you can use to help with that.
Yeah.
I think, again, like the lifting shoes, people maybe use them a little bit prematurely. Like we should be working on getting you strong enough to not have to use it that often.
I find the people that had lower back niggles or niggles in the lower back region, they lean on it for not injuring themselves again.
Yeah.
But it's not going to work that way.
Yeah,
anyway.
Probably not. It's like a makes you feel a little bit better, a bit more secure, but we should really be training your muscles to do that job for you.
Yeah.
And then the belt's like an extra if you ever are at a competition or you are testing like a heavy lift at the end of a workout and you are like just fatigued from
exactly
the day. So I think generally it's like 85% and above of your 1RM.
Yeah.
People would use them.
Definitely. And then, yeah, like I used it. I definitely got it prematurely when I first started CrossFit because I was cool and that's what CrossFitters did, obviously.
Obviously.
So I got it and then I used it for everything.
Just all the time.
Everything.
Truly.
Oh, I use that thing. I fucking got it. And then.
Oh, Amanda's sitting on the back of their belt.
Around my neck. Help me breathe. And then I got pregnant.
Uh huh.
Obviously didn't use it.
Yeah. I hope not.
Kelly has a brain injury now. No. And the comeback. So I used to wear knee sleeves.
Yeah.
And belt.
Yeah.
Like they were going out of fashion.
Yeah, nice.
Like every
and
session.
Your knee sleeves.
They were rank. They weren't even doing anything.
They were the sloppiest, loosest.
I used to take them off over my shoes. Over high tops.
They were just on.
They were just there. They weren't even doing anything. So I used to wear those two things all the time. After I came back from pregnancy because it was such a slow build, I didn't.
You just got strong.
I just got strong. Yeah. And then, yeah, knee sleeves, I'll still lean on them a little bit. Depending on how my body's feeling.
Mm.
But yeah, lately it's felt really good. So I try not to use them.
Yeah.
It's just, you just got to think training. Like I will lean on those motherfuckers in a competition. I will lean as hard as I can. Yeah. But if you're training, you've got to train the weakness. So how about you just pull back, don't use the belt for a little bit and only go as heavy as you can without using the belt. You're not going to get weaker from that. Like you're only going to benefit.
Only good things are going to come from that. And then knee sleeves are kind of the same thing. Yeah. So they're like neoprene kind of material that you'll see people have on over their knees, obviously, to give them. I've never used them, but like a bit
have
of
you never used
never.
Them.
I've got because my legs felt like sausages. Like I just couldn't get them.
That's right. You tried to I'd let you borrow them on. One day. You're like they're not going up. I was like these are slop on me. It makes no sense. Or you just couldn't get over your big calves compared to my little tiny calves.
They're like. They make them like feel warm.
Yeah. It's like
secure.
I think it's just that kinesthetic feedback of like, hey, it's like a warm blanket.
Good knees.
Yeah.
Good.
Apparently they're supposed to help with tracking, like supposed to help with knee tracking and stuff like that. Yeah. But for me, I know it's just a security thing. Like it feels like, and you can, I feel like you bounce off them. I feel like it's cheating.
Out of the bottom, yeah.
Yeah. Probably can. I feel like you can get a little bit of a reflex out of them, especially with pistols. Love them in pistols.
Oh, maybe I do need something else.
Nah, fuck off. You've still got me in pistols, mate, so let me have this.
So, yeah, I don't think members need to even consider them unless.
And, yeah, like for me, when I get a little flare and my knees are sore, knee sleeves help because then I can actually squat once they're warmed up. Like, and it helps keep them really warm.
Keeps them warm, yeah.
So unless you've actually got. And then it's the same thing though. You don't want to lean on it if you're injured and you got knee pain and then just throw sleeves on and expect it to fix it because something's not right.
Yeah.
Would you recommend people get knee sleeves for any reason?
No, I don't think so. I don't think I've ever seen anyone in this gym who I've recommended it for. Just trying to think.
What would you recommend it for?
Only if someone had like an ongoing issue and keeping it warm.
Yep.
Was helpful, so like an arthritic type thing where it probably wasn't going to get better, probably wasn't going to get any worse, but keeping it warm made it feel
better,
nicer. But even then I'm like, well, let's just restrict your squat a little bit and not worry about putting it in that position. So many other things that we can do instead,
for sure.
But I'm gonna buy some so I can just bounce out the bottom.
Right, those sausage legs. See how you
I'm
feel
put them on later and see
how
I can
you
get them
feel
on.
If I just keep calling your sausage legs, you'll never wear them again.
Oh, Jesus. Wrist wraps.
Yeah. I guess very similar to the knee sleeve. If people get wrist pain, I think it's okay.
Yeah.
If you can wear wrist wraps and it gives you more support to get a heavier load over your head, then I think it's better that you get the heavier load over your head with the support of wrist wraps. For some reason, that's different.
Yeah, I think because...
You can't do anything.
Yeah. I think with knees, like we can... restrict your range a little bit, like we could like get you squatting to a box or whatever.
Yeah, or we can get you stronger. Yeah. And the wrists, they can get stronger when they're exposed to more load, yes, but it's not like they need to go and like do anything. Oh, I mean, I don't know, they can stretch, they can do more flexibility.
Yeah,
stuff, but I feel like for some reason that's okay to throw wrist straps straight on.
Yeah, I think because it's like so many little tiny joints that get annoyed really easily.
Yep.
Getting that area stronger probably isn't going to help that much with that. It's not going to be a fast thing. So I think wrist wraps are okay to use.
You wear them?
Only heavy. Yeah.
And
or if my wrist is bad.
Or like lots of overhead squats for me.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
If I have my hands above my head for too long, my wrists, to putting it down, it's like, but yeah, mostly it'll just be heavier loads for that extra support. Or if I'm having a little flare in the wrist, I'll wear them on everything, push-ups included, anything and everything. But yeah, mostly heavier loads, high reps.
Yeah.
And if you do have sore wrists, don't be scared. Buy some. I think we sell them here.
Yeah,
we've got some here. So get some wrist straps.
We do. And then the last one I had on my list is lift.
She's been lifting this morning, guys. She's feeling strong.
Is grips. We've already talked about those the last couple of weeks, but
yeah, good old grips. Again, actually, not again. You need these.
Yeah, buy them.
Unless you're 40 kilos and an ex-gymnast, I don't want to hear,
it hurts my hands. It's annoying.
They are annoying.
They are annoying. And then you get used to them.
You will get used to them.
I just made Vicky buy. Oh, Vicky's going to get some. And she is 40 kilos and an ex-gymnast. Now that she's getting butterfly chest to bars.
Yeah.
Oh, her hands are hurting.
Yeah.
I don't think she listens to this. So I can make fun of her.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, she's going to be getting grips.
Grips.
We got some more victories. They've been shipped. So, because we sold out so fast that last lot. So, they will be here next week if anyone is after the grippy grips. Yeah, and I think like we talked about last time, it's if you tear your hands, that's like at least a week of not being able to do anything on the rig.
Yep.
So put up with the discomfort of trying to wear them in for a little bit, knowing that you probably won't have to worry about that very often.
Yeah.
Like tearing doesn't happen that often.
Yeah.
Once you've got a good set of grips.
Unless you're you.
Unless you're me. You tear all the time.
You tear every third day. But she's pretty hardcore. She can put up with it.
Sometimes.
She just gets real mad. But it's fine.
You get blood everywhere. It's fine.
Everything's fine.
It's fine.
Let's talk about, before we wrap this bitch up. Why is your mouth on the microphone so low?
I don't know.
You're going to make out with that thing. The open.
I just got an email. I'm going to check if it says how many days.
I think I deleted it. I didn't even open it. That email.
But registration has just opened for the open. What is the open?
It is a worldwide competition held over 3 weeks.
Mm.
Workouts.
I'm very happy they've kept it at 3 weeks.
Oh, fucking oath.
It's the greatest thing that CrossFit has ever done.
It is really, really good move. 3 weeks. Gets released our time Friday at about 11 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And we have until Tuesday 11 a.m. to put a score in. We run events on the Saturday. I'm assuming we'll keep the Saturday mornings.
Yeah,
we like that. So the workout gets released. Everyone in the world that's registered does it. Either RX. There's two other divisions then.
Scaled and beginners.
Yeah. And submit your score online and you're competing against everyone else around the world and yourself, and everyone gets so nervous and so excited, and it's so fun.
It's so, we get that nervous and that excited as well.
Like, I feel like pulling my pants right now.
Those 3 weeks is just like a roller coaster of like
so many different anxiety feelings.
For the workout, and then like, oh fuck, oh yay, and then
like, and like everyone else, we always talk about it. Last year we talked about it a lot. Like, before you do the workout, well, me and you, I don't know about everyone else, but we feel like shit.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's like the height of
the adrenaline, I think.
Yeah, and then it like almost dumps before you. Yeah. And then you just feel like such a, you're like, I don't even think I can do this. Yeah. Like, I don't feel strong enough to be able to even pick up this 30 kilo barbell. And then you do it and then you're so happy because you exceeded your expectations most of the time. Or you're me and you redo it again on Monday. Every time. Fucking wall walks. You reckon they're going to be in it?
I don't know. I hope. Well,
I'm not going to hold you to it, mate. It's okay.
I think they will be.
I like playing this game. I think they will be. And I reckon they're going to repeat that exact workout.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I feel like they're going to. And I don't know why I haven't started practicing, but.
It's still
kind of time. Still a little bit of time. I reckon they will. Or they'll throw in like one other dumb movement with your legs or something just to fuck everything up.
Yeah.
Ugh. Anyway, we love it.
We love it.
But the most fun thing that we introduced for the first time last year is what we do at Contessa, where we put together teams and we hire team captains and then they recruit team members and then we do dress ups for each event.
Yeah.
And it's a really fun time and it's only 3 weeks and it's a really, it's just awesome.
It is awesome. And it is nerve wracking. It is scary though.
That's why you should do it.
But that's why you should do it, because you will feel so good at the end of every workout. And if you don't do it, you're going to be so mad at yourself that you didn't.
We say this every year as well. Yeah. Like last year getting the team captains was such a relief for us because we didn't have to go hard at recruiting. We normally get so tired from just having to tell people
same conversation with everybody
that they're like, no, it's okay. You can do it, because people go like, I don't think I can, I can't. But even I had a massage yesterday. Ash is going to do it.
Oh, cool.
We'll just change stuff for her. And she just, might not be into the full score or whatever. But she doesn't want to miss out because she loves the vibe of it.
The vibe is so good. And it's like, even if you are injured and you can't do, let's say, a squat, cool, still register. You can probably still get some points if squatting's not the first thing in the workout. Like, you still might be able to tally a couple of reps and then we just change the rest of the workout for you. You still get to participate with everyone. You still get to push yourself. Like, it's still a good time.
100%. And it's, like you said, the nervousness and the anxiety that you get from it.
I feel sick just thinking about it. Yeah,
it's huge, but it's anything that makes you that nervous, there's so much personal growth that will come from that. Yeah. So I think it's important for people to remember what you will gain, because you're not going to lose anything.
No one's ever said like, I wish I didn't do that. Yeah. But every year people say to us, oh my God, I wish I signed up.
Yeah.
Because I missed out on all of that. And like the bond, we always say humans bond over drinking and shared suffering, like the bond that you create with the people in your little team going through the same stuff here together is so good and so cool. You become so tight with the people that you're with, and like the person that judged you for that workout and the people who were like with you for that workout. It's really cool.
It's very special. Very excited. It's gonna be a good time.
We'll be for sure.
So we'll announce our team captains next week, and we'll start the recruitment process.
Sounds good.
Very exciting.
Very good. Very good. We have three teams this year. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. I reckon we'll have to, well, maybe no three. I'm like, oh, there'll be so many on each team, but I think we'll be fine.
That's okay. I think we'll be good.
Good.
Three it is.
Big teams. It'll be fun. I'm going to beat you.
Mm.
Not in the open. I'm sure I'm not going to be in the teams. My team will beat your team.
That's okay.
Based on attendance.
We'll slash your tires afterwards. It's fine.
You're a psycho. You still haven't done anything to me from that yet.
I told you, it's coming.
Jesus. All right, well, let's end with a question. Candace is really bad at pranks. I'm really good at them. Well, I don't know if she's bad at them, but I feel like she's gonna fucking drill me with a prank. But
backstory to that, the other day I was in a very important meeting and Amanda needed to leave, so she had to move my car. So she made Hannah move my car far away from here.
I was like, oi, Han, you should park it around the corner. Hannah's like, no, that's so mean. I'm like, it's only mean if you think it's mean. It's funny if you don't think it's mean. She's like, no, it's so mean. So I had to bribe her that it's not mean.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happened?
And then I was like, hey, Han, where's my car? Because it wasn't out the front.
Fucking crumbled.
And she's like, Manny made me move it.
I even told her, I did role play with her. I briefed her on what to say, because you were going to say to her, where's my car? And I told her, oh, it's just out the front. That's what we talked about.
That's not what she said.
It's around the corner. I'm sorry. And she goes, she said to me a couple of days ago, she's like, she's only going to prank you because I told her that it's all you and it had nothing to do with me. I was like, you're a little snitch.
And I haven't got you back yet.
No, and Candace said she did not think it was funny. She did not laugh. She looked me dead in the eyes and go, you fucking wait. Oh, it's going to be good. I'm like, holy shit, I'm scared, Hannah. I'm actually scared. She's going to put snakes in my car or break all the glass. Or she's looking at me like it again, guys. I'm real stressed. All right, let's get off. She's throwing her shoes at me.
Oh, dear.
All right. Do you have a question?
I do.
I don't.
Okay.
Nothing's changed. Not new year, new me. No new year, new me here.
Didn't expect you go. Too much
from you.
Yeah, no. There was a question from class the other day. I don't think you were here. I don't know. We'll see in a minute.
Mm.
Would you rather?
No, I wasn't here.
have to chew your own toenails or someone else's fingernails?
My own toenails. Oh, that made me... I actually feel like gagging again. That's disgusting. Did anyone say someone else's fingernails? 100% my toenails. Yeah,
that's, I think most people said that.
Because it's yourself.
Mm.
You said that?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Not because... Like, it's gross, yes. But can you imagine the awkwardness of having someone else's finger in your mouth and you're doing their fingernails? Like, how fucking weird is that?
Just makes me think of Hannah, because if my hand's near her face, she will just lick... Do you remember she licked my arm yesterday? Yeah. I was so sweaty and she licked my forearm. So did she choose this? Did she answer that question?
I don't know what she said, actually.
She would definitely choose someone else's fingernails. She doesn't seem to... And she hates feet. So she might actually...
She might have.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. I don't think it's okay to chew other people's nails. You don't know where those filthy hands would be.
This is true.
And someone just sitting across from you watching
That's
you.
That's weird. It's very weird. That was my most hated thing when I was at physio school, like treating someone's hand. Because they'd be... It's just so eye contact and like close and like...
Imagine being can you be a hand physio?
Yeah.
So that's your whole job?
Yeah.
Jesus. No, that would be... that's not good.
It's weird.
That's not okay.
Take vaginas any day.
Not me. I'd probably rather hands than vaginas. It's not something that I'd go for. Nah. Just thinking about it. My question is, who is the messiest person you know?
Me. I'm terrible.
I asked that because that's like the third or fourth question down that's on my list right here. I don't have a list, just on the internet. Mm. And I also think you.
Yeah, I'm awful.
You don't look like you are though. No, you're very put together. Very, yeah. You're very well done. So it doesn't seem like you are, which is why it's even more funny.
I get so mad at myself. Do you? Why are you like this? Just put your shit away. But then another day rolls around and I haven't done it and nothing's changed.
Oh, I just love, like, we talked about the other day, like how much you leave your water bottle around the gym in different spots.
I get so mad. Like, where the fuck have I put it now?
You told me you struggle to drink water. I think I know why.
So I never know where my water bottle is.
It's just all around the gym and it's black.
Me trying to leave the gym every day is such an ordeal because I have to find everywhere. My keys, which I put down when I get here and I don't know where they are. My sunglasses, which are often in a different spot.
Why don't you just put everything in a home?
What would be good?
The only thing I lose, which I do lose often, is my phone.
Yeah, my phone, my laptop's often somewhere else.
All of your coffee cups from that day. They're just everywhere.
Takes me a long time to get out of here.
It's very funny. And
someone needs to help me.
Surely Lou can help with this.
She does. Every week on Friday. I'm sorry, Lou, but thank you.
Oh my god. The thing that I love, which we've talked about before, I think on the podcast, is when you left your plate on the roof of your car. And it made the whole way to the gym. But there would have been several plates in your car already.
Oh, definitely. Or I swapped to paper towels after that. Like,
because you were like, there's no plates inside.
I don't want to kill somebody. So I swapped to putting my toes on paper towels. Then my car would be full of old paper towels with Vegemite or peanut butter on them. I'm disgusting. I can't help it.
I love you. No problem. It's hilarious. It's so funny. Oh. And have you made the question of the day yet about the packing and unpacking? You need to do that one.
Oh, I might do that tomorrow. Mm. Thank you. Saved me a job today.
You're welcome. It's a good one. And I'd love to know if more people
can
like
you. Can
we
answer that now?
Yeah, sure.
What was the question?
So when you get back from holidays.
You already know my answer.
And you already know mine.
Yeah.
Do you unpack straight away or do you leave it for 3 weeks like Candace?
I strive to unpack when I get home, but then I get distracted and then I just start living out of the suitcase until it's all gone and then I'm unpacked. And I hate it. Every time I look at it, I'm like, unpack that fucking suitcase.
But like the amount of effort that it would, like it takes 5 minutes. Actually, I was going to message you when I got back from Yipoon because we had to take so much because we were gone for almost a couple of weeks. It took me about 2 hours. But
to unpack?
Yeah.
That would have taken me 6 months. And put it back. I would have thrown it all in the bin and started again.
And to put it back, because I get off on it. Like the moment, so we got back, it took us over 8 hours to drive on the way home. I drove for over 5 of it.
Mm. Yeah, and I know, because you weren't writing back to me.
Yeah.
I was messaging Callie.
Is mommy driving? Or is she asleep? And as soon as we got home, We dragged the wheelie bin over. We cleaned out the car, unpacked everything.
Like, well, Geordie did that because I want to be like that. I want to be that person.
We did the car. Geordie took his bag. Callie's bag only got unpacked yesterday.
Yeah.
Geordie's bag got unpacked maybe 2 or 3 days after.
Yeah.
But mine was after I did the car, went inside, my bag done.
Wow.
And I love it. Like, it feels so good putting things back where they belong. Like, my toothbrush in, like, the plug it back in, put my toothbrush, take it out of the little travel case. It just feels so magical.
I want to be more like you.
Just one day at a time, mate. Just start to clean up your mess around the fucking gym.
And then you start all over again.
Yeah, so ask that question tomorrow because I want to know if more people are like you or like me.
Yeah.
You might be shunned. I feel like they're like tomorrow. You,
yeah. I think that people here are good adults and I am not. I look like I am, but I'm not.
Yeah, you're pretty put together. Pretty well done. At least you can pretend. That's very funny. All right. Good job.
Bye.
Good to be back. Goodbye.
Goodbye.